So what was it like when it started?
Well, it was really very gradual, actually. It was very weird. I followed the crowd from the parliament to the television station, just watching her to see what's going on. What happened then is that they tried to go into the building. The entrance was locked, closed. Suddenly, some riot police came out. They blocked the entrance. About 50 riot police. We had a crowd of about 5,000. The crowd was mostly peaceful. But there were, when the riot police showed up, a few of them in the front started getting violent. In the back, you'd hear them actually chanting that they should stop it, telling them, don't throw things. So you had a bit of a weird dynamic going on. But gradually got more and more violent in front, and the police only used tear gas. Just from canisters, as I later found out, but enough to get the crowd scared. And you had a crowd of 5,000 people, with 200 in front, so you suddenly had people in the back running and a bit of panic going on. But it didn't take long for the crowd to realize that tear gas doesn't affect them. Maybe the tear gas is weak. I don't really know why. But after a while, you had the crowd a bit more spread out, further out, but you still had more, you had sort of a big concentration of, I guess, the tough guys in front. And they started, well, I went back to see what's going on. I tried to get closer, and first you saw bottles flying, then as I got closer, it sounded like rain, but like ice rain, just rocks flying onto the riot police. And suddenly, out of nowhere, and I have no idea how this was organized, you had the crowd go in one block against the riot police. The riot police quickly, within seconds, went into the building. It was sort of, you could see that the police were either prepared for something like this to happen or have some kind of training in what to do in a situation like this. It wasn't clear what was going on. And that was the first attack. And the riot police attacked back. And again, you had tear gas flying, the police were going back and forth, and eventually the police just drew it in the building. And I think they left a scene. I can't remember exactly what happened. Suddenly, you had, but the building was still locked. They had a sort of fencing type thing in front of the entrance that was keeping people from getting into the building. But the doors were being broken. Rocks were flying onto the windows. You'd hear rocks just hitting the wall, hitting the windows, breaking glass everywhere. Suddenly, a sort of armored vehicle with water cannons came onto the square. I thought then that they're going to break up the crowd. It came, started shooting what's water cannons, not having much effect. It was followed by a number of police, like riot police again, in riot gear, and it left. It just, you could see that it failed. And for about half an hour, 45 minutes, you still heard rocks flying, the crowd chanting. By then it was a crowd of probably only 1,500 to 1,000 people, but they were all, apart from the few onlookers, they were all people who were there to be violent, who were there as troublemakers, I guess. And what happened then is after about half an hour, the truck came back, the armored vehicle, the armored with water cannons, went right into the square.
Right into the people.
Right into the people.
Into the middle of the crowd.
And the people took it over. It was weird. It was really weird because there were people who climbed onto the truck and started, after they took it over, and started waving a Hungarian flag as if they were in some revolution, taking over a tank from the Russians. The police had to leave. There were some, at several points during the protest, there were sounds of shots being fired. Supposedly these were blanks shot into the air. No one got scared.
On television live, there was a reporter that had the shells from those bullets, but I've heard about it since.
Yeah, they must have been blanks because the crowd didn't react. Literally, you didn't.
They were shot in the air, too.
They shot in the air. It was either that or they were blanks, but the crowd didn't react. I didn't even realize there were shots. I just heard explosions and things that sound like shots. Supposedly, the explosions were firecrackers. The police tried to scare the crowd, but the crowd wasn't reacting. And literally, it was just weird. You'd hear the shot, you'd look around, and no one was, running or moving or anything. The police just seemed to have disappeared, and the square was left to the crowd. Cars were being lit up, cars were being broken. There were fires all around the building. In the front of the building, and they started pulling on the gate. fence, and they got in at the entrance of the building, and they behind the doors that were there to keep people from getting in, and they eventually broke those down and got in. And it was also, I mean, the fact that these rioters had no real goal in mind just became clear when that happened, because once they went in, you could see the people on the inside just standing around, looking around, trying to figure out what to do. I think it was mostly these football hooligans who just, and some far right extremists and some football. It's a combination of both, or maybe those are the same people, the far right extremists and the football hooligans. But it was absurd. It had this sort of feeling of we're in a revolution. I think one thing that one example of what of how absurd it was I saw this young woman in her 20s picking up rocks from the cobblestones from the sidewalk. They'd broken up the sidewalk, and that's what they were throwing at the police. And someone had asked her a question, to which I don't know what the question was, but I can imagine from her answer that it was something like, why are you doing this? And she said, there are some things that are worth dying for. I just looked and thought, well, this is crazy. I mean, no matter how you look at the situation of what the Prime Minister did or didn't do, this is not a situation where a revolution, at least to my understanding, is needed. So it was just out of this world.
Yeah. Thank you.